The following is a presentation of the Phil Henry Show. And now the Phil Henry Show presents Impeachment Roundtable with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Well, thank you. This is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and this has come a momentous day because I'll tell you what's going on, General Shaw. They're going to impeach, you know.
They're going to impeach.
That's correct. They're going to impeach President Donald Trump. At least that's the thinking. That's the feelings that are going all around in Washington, D.C. I'm Jay Santos, along with General Galen Shaw. We also have Larry Grover, who's going to be coming in here in just a minute. And he's going to be giving us his input and his updates on how he feels about everything that's going on. Now, the impeachment proceedings was announced by...
All right, slow down. It was announced by Nancy Dooley. Who's Nancy Dooley?
Nancy Dooley?
No, I mean Nancy Doolittle?
Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, yeah, Nancy Pelosi.
Who's Nancy Doolittle? All right, Jay, just Nancy Doolittle.
I forgot the woman's name. Nancy Pelosi.
Well, she's a Speaker of the House. Okay, let's just be, let's get something clear right now.
Look, I want to make this point.
Well, let's get something clear. She's a Speaker of the House, and so I would think she is deserving of, some respect.
It's not that I disrespect her. When I said Nancy, and I thought Nancy, I was going to say Nancy and Sluggo. You want that? You don't need that.
No, I don't. You're absolutely right. So go ahead.
Well, yeah. So Nancy Pelosi announced that they would begin an impeachment inquiry, and this was based on the fact that Donald Trump yesterday or the day before said that he had spoken to the Ukrainian president about possibly investigating or otherwise mitigating Joe Biden's political successes, and some people thought that had to do with Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, I mean,
they thought that had to do with Donald Trump's trying to keep Biden down and being able to defeat him.
Right, in the 2020 election, and that was the feeling there by, Democrats. And so Nancy Pelosi said, I'm going to impeach. I guess I already said all this stuff, though.
Yeah, but you got Steve Bozell.
Yeah, Steve Bozell is joining us here online on our Newsmaker line tonight because... I want to find out from Steve and a lot of other people that are supporters of President Trump why it is that President Trump, who has said the Democrats are just as guilty,
Well, he said that the Democrats were obstructing justice and they tried to influence the election too.
Yeah, exactly. So if he thinks that's the case, why it is that they have not,
They did not indict people themselves.
That is correct. Why did they not indict people themselves? Why were they not indicting people? Well, you say...
Why didn't they indict people themselves?
Yeah, exactly. So, Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, join us. All right, excuse me. I'm Jay Santos.
I'm Steve Bozell right here.
Yeah, and Steve Bozell of the...
Steve Bozell of B&B Construction. And,
right, and you're Steve Bozell, B&B Construction. Steve, you've been a longtime supporter of President Trump's. You being the villains about it. And so tell me what you think is at. Why is it that President Trump has not indicted nobody on the Democratic side when he says they're just as crooked?
Well, I'm not so sure I understand. So you're saying that President Trump was supposed to do what?
He's saying that why isn't President Trump indicting people if he thinks they're crooked?
Yeah, it's like, for instance, Hillary Clinton,
is there a guy named Casper?
Yeah, I think there's a guy named Casper Gogoli or...
Yeah, or whoever. Casper?
Well, I thought there was.
But, Hillary Clinton, John Podesta.
Yeah, I mean, President Trump has said that he's being singled out and he's made to look like a fool and people are laughing at him and going, ha ha ha, or, however. And the Democrats was engaged in exactly the same thing.
Yeah, he's saying that the Democrats were doing the same stuff that they're accusing Trump of doing, you know, trying to manipulate the election, trying to influence the voting, you know, and getting dirt on people and so on. And so that has been his stand. And the question is, why hasn't he, why has not President Trump gone, he's the President of the United States, okay? Okay?
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, so as the President of the United States, he has full freedom and the confidence of American people, whoever he needs to indict, you know, to...
I mean, to indict, yeah, to indict whoever needs to indict. I mean, what?
To indict whoever needs to indict to get him in jail because they're guilty of something.
Yeah, that's right. They're guilty of a crime. So why hasn't President Trump done that?
Why? Okay, I'm sorry, but why has he done what?
Why hasn't he?
Yeah, why hasn't he had Hillary Clinton arrested or indicted or something? Why hasn't he had John Podesta arrested or indicted? Why hasn't he had all these Republicans, all these Democrats indicted and you know, prosecuted for the crimes, what he says they've done, which is just like the crimes what they said that he done, you know?
Well, I don't know what...
But you know what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, President Trump has been victimized by the Democrats and made to look like an ass and made to look like a fool. And
yeah, I know. Yeah, that's kind of your standard line about things, Steve, and I appreciate that. What I'm trying to say is...
No, I know what you're saying. You see, why? Because, I mean, he's not the Attorney General.
Yeah, he's the president. He's the top law enforcement officer in the entire country.
What are you talking about?
You didn't know that. The President of the United States...
He's the President of the United States.
Yeah, he's the top law enforcement officer in the whole country. He's the head of the executive branch of government, which houses the Attorney General.
Yeah, it's the Attorney General. It's the Department of Justice. It's the FBI. You know, like the kid... what's that deal?
Oh, yeah, that Silence of the Lambs, like Margaret Gray do that.
Yeah, it was Margaret Gray does impression Hamble Lecter.
It's not Hambone.
I didn't say Hambone.
Yeah, it did. Sally said Hambone Lecter, which, God, man. Hey, can I just tell you something? I'm a big fan of the Hannibal Lecter series. And when you say it's Hambone Lecter, now I sound like I'm... And I don't mind... I would never mind being black, okay?
Yeah, but you just don't want to... Oh, wow, man.
Go on, dig yourself a deeper hole there, Steve.
God, want to clear your throat? This is what you sound like. You went, oh!
No, I did not. You don't have...
You don't want to be known as Hambone Lecter.
Not that I don't want to be known. I want to know that the guy that I admire, and I don't admire him, the books that I read that I like, the guy who's the...
You just don't want to be called Hambone.
I don't want him to be called Hambone, yeah.
And why is that?
Are we getting a little bit off point?
You know, he's right. We are getting off point. Let's just stick with a point here. The point is that Donald Trump has not, in all of his complaining and crying... and screaming and crying, and I'm not putting him down because, you know, I am an admirer of President Trump's. I don't want people to, because I'm a member of Citizens Auxiliary Police, I don't want people to know how I voted, okay?
No, it's understandable.
Right, but still in all, you know...
Still in all, you voted for Donald Trump.
I mean, I'm not going to say, but I also don't want people thinking that I'm... You know.
Yeah, you don't want people thinking you voted for Clinton. So you voted for Trump, but you don't want people to know that.
I mean, that's a fair way of doing it.
I think it is a fair way of doing it. So I did vote for Donald Trump, but I don't want... Well,
yeah. Well, you just announced it. Oh man. What?
Yeah, that's true. You did. You just announced it. You don't want people knowing.
I don't want. I got to give the reasons, don't I?
Yeah, you got to give the reasons, but.
So you don't want people knowing you voted for Donald Trump. But by the way, you did vote for Donald Trump.
Okay, so now you're making it worse because what I said was,
no, we know what you said. So, you know, I don't mean to tell you how to do the show here. What's your name again?
I'm Jay Santos. I'm Jay Santos.
It's okay. I mean,
all right, I don't mean to bust your chops here, Jay. So, getting back to the point that we were initially making, Steve, do you have any thoughts?
Well, I mean, you know. I think it's the reason why is because he wants to play three-dimensional. He's such a good chess player that he's not going to, you know, arrest them to suck them in and suck them in and suck them in until he finally sucks them in, you know?
Yeah, that sounds like so much horse dung. It really does.
You're talking about, man?
I'll tell you what I'm talking about. If the President of the United States, who is indeed the number one law enforcement officer in a country, has enough evidence to arrest, to indict, and yes, to convict of a very bad crime, he's not going to sit there and spank. I'm sorry to have to put it this way, you know.
No, but he's not going to sit there and not do anything.
Yes. He's not going to sit there and not do anything. He's going to do something.
And I'm telling you, he is going to do something just as soon as the time is right. And he feels that he senses that the time's right. He'll give the word. They'll pass the word down the line.
What do you think this is? Some kind of a military operation? What do you pass the word down the line?
Well, I mean, whatever he does, he'll say 3, 2, 1, now. You know, and
yeah, okay, so he says 3, 2, 1. Look, I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I'm a paramilitary organization. Is that right, General?
I don't know what you are, Santos, but I mean,
yeah, okay, well, that's what I am.
All right.
And so the way we would do it, well, how do you think he'd do it?
You know, both of you guys are off base.
The way I think he'd do it, and I think he will do it, and there are those of us out here right now who are hoping and praying that Trump will finally arrest the liberals. Not you can't arrest all the liberals, but
I should say not you can't arrest all the liberals who haven't committed a crime. You want to arrest only people who commit crime, don't you?
Yes, I do, but and so Trump will say, yeah, like you're saying, go 3, 2, 1, okay now. You know?
Okay, so he says okay now, and now what do they do?
Then they quicken their step to where they're like, let's say your job, General Shaw, is to arrest the first liberal. Let's say it's Jay. Jay, I'm not saying you're liberal, but let's say.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. And then you know the countdown. And
well, how will I know the countdown? Do I got a radio receiver?
Well, no, but I mean, you know it's going to take place at a certain time of the day. And you'll hear a guy, you know, somewhere, because you don't know where all the Q people are. And,
oh, so now you admit it. You're a member of Q.
You're trying to tell me you're part of a Q. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, what's wrong with that, man? Q is just another way of saying that we're united in our belief that President Trump will clean it up. That's all.
All right, so what happens when the word comes down, okay, go, when you're going to arrest all of these liberals?
All right, so it's like in the morning. You knew what's going to happen, say, at 7 o'clock or about a half past, you know, late last night, about a half. God.
You guys always get, every guest we have on a program gets stuck like that.
Yeah, we're. And the 5'2" eyes of blue, don't do that.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Well, how could you possibly confuse that?
Because one of my sub-commanders, Gleason, is 5'2". Now, every time I think about him, I get 5'2", eyes of blue. What do I want to play?
God, sounds like you want to have sass with her or something like that.
Yeah, that's the problem. What I'm trying to say here.
Yeah, let's get to the point. So, Trump, is going to give the high sign.
Yeah, and we believe what's going to happen is President Trump will get the high sign, then he'll give the high sign. And we'll be walking along, and we'll know that in that instant, President Trump will arrest all the liberals, and we'll finally have a country that we can breathe in and be proud of. And it'll be walking and walking along. And then you'll hear someone, maybe the guy will be like a block away, maybe the guy will be, you were just in Dubai, not you, but Mr. Henry was in Dubai, wasn't he?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, Phil was in Dubai in the Maldives.
All right, so. And I think he said he heard the call to prayer, so you could be there, and all of a sudden you hear a voice go, okay, go. And you go, yeah, you know, and...
Yeah, but where are you going?
You have an assigned task, okay?
Are you at liberty to tell us what your assigned task is?
What? I mean, you voted for Trump. Anybody voted for Trump, you have an assigned task. What about you, General?
What are you asking me? I have an assigned task to do what?
When the time comes for the liberals...
No, I do not have an assigned task.
Well, then the plan's wrong. Because the plan is that all the people that voted for Trump, including everybody in Q, the QAnon, QT, and on the QT, and the QDP, okay, and the PDQ, all those organizations that are queued, and they've been lined up and queued and fully buffed,
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I gotta ask something, Steve. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is you guys wanted to know when the high sign comes down for President Trump to arrest the liberals.
Okay.
So, and I'm talking about the various Q communities.
All right, so you're talking about QDP.
No, PDQ and on the QT. God, are you kidding me?
No, are you kidding me? PDQ and on the QT.
All right, so like, we're talking here with with Larry Grover. No, that's Larry. It's not here yet. No, Larry is not. This is Jay. This is what's your name?
I'm Steve. Oh, wow, man. I'm Steve Bozell.
That's right, Steve Bozell. Larry Grover's going to be coming up. We also have open phones. We'll be doing an open phone segment coming up right here on the impeachment roundtable here. And stand by, Larry. We'll be getting back to you just a second. Larry Grover has been with us here on our impeachment roundtable. And so, I mean, what I'm trying to say, and maybe I'm not saying it good, so let me say it good, okay? You guys think, and you voted for Trump, General, so don't make it sound like we're all a bunch of, we're squirrely birds on the prowl. All right, so you're not squirrely. But you guys think that President Trump is going to, whatever the hell it is he's going to do. I don't know, what do you think he's going to do?
He's going to give the high sign.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He'll give the high sign on who to arrest, and then all you guys will go, okay, now.
Yeah, we'll be like this here. Okay, and we're walking along, and all of a sudden, okay, now, yeah. Yeah, okay.
And this music will start playing.
No, it's not going to.
But then we'll stride off. Hear this music? This will be striding across the street to go arrest a liberal. Jesus.
I mean...
Jay Santos Impeachment Roundtable. We'll be right back.
You're sure?
Yeah, and unfortunately, yes, I am.
Hey, friends, this is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You know, it gets pretty tiring going out and busting down on bad guys, trying to keep the streets cleaned up and trying to keep everything cleaned up and sparkling clean. And that's why I enjoy a backstage pass, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And I have to tell you, I got a little bit of an ego case going on this thing, because if you go into the 35,000 to 40,000 hours of archive material on a world-famous Phil Henry Show website, you'll find quite a few hours of me, Jay Santos. And I don't know, they ain't done a marathon on me yet.
No, they haven't done a marathon on you, but there is a marathon coming up this week.
Yes, there is a marathon coming up this weekend. So today's the 25th, on the 28th, right?
Well, let Phil explain it, okay?
Well, he's not here right now.
All right, then don't talk about it.
Well,
folks, just get a backstage pass, the subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. There is no subscription online like it. It's the best value online other than porn. All the other chumps, all the other chump change, all their little donation boxes.
Hey, don't put down. These guys, everybody's working for a living. All you guys who have Patron or Patreon or whatever the hell, you're all worthy, worthy people. Mr. Henry, it just so happens he's...
Yeah, well, Phil takes people who've got credit cards.
It doesn't mean the other people don't.
Oh, my God, you see that? You went... I thought, to me, for a minute there, it sounded as if you were going to metamorphosize into a bee.
So,
Jay just covered his face up with a piece of paper. What is that? Are you going to put a little hijab on?
Hey, you mind if I get this finished?
Sorry.
So, get a backstage pass subscription, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, today.
And now back to Jay Santos' Impeachment Roundtable on the Phil Henry Show.
I'm going to bring on now Larry Grover, and I don't think there's anybody in the annals of the world-famous Phil Henry Show is more devoted to the conservative cause, and that would be these days Donald Trump, than Larry Grover, who's in from Culver City, California, where he lives with his mother, Gloria. Gloria?
Yes, hello.
And Larry, great to see you.
Thanks very much.
Larry, you are a member of the conservatives of Kern County. On any given day, I think you're either a brigadier...
I'll do it.
Your mother can explain it.
Yeah, Larry is either... He's either a brigadier... No, he's not. That's you.
That's what I thought. I'm a brigadier admiral, aren't I?
Yeah, if you say so. I've got nothing to do with that.
Larry has been the president of the Sears Roebuck...
Jesus. You're talking about the conservatives of Kern County.
Yes. Larry has either been president of conservatives of Kern County, or he's been the Treasury Secretary... He's been the vice president. He's been the recording secretary. He's been... Larry, what else?
Well, I was a delegate to the Citizens of Kern County State Convention back in 19... Wait a minute. It was in 99, 2000, 2001.
Let me ask you a question. If the organization's called Conservatives of Kern County,
I mean, and you go to a state convention?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
Well, so where are the chapters?
Well, we have a chapter in, as a matter of fact, I'm sort of on withdrawal right now as a member of the Culver City of... All right, mother.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. Of the Culver City chapter of Conservatives of Kern County, we have a chapter in Richmond, we have a chapter in Oakland, we have a chapter in Purdue.
You got a chapter in Purdue, where's that?
That's San Bernardino. I'm sorry, it's San Bernardino. We have a chapter in Fontana. Wait a minute. The conservative citizens of, I'm not done, General, if you don't mind. Oh, wait, what is it called?
It's called, what is it?
It's called Conservatives of Kern County. May I finish what I'm trying to say?
Why don't you let Larry finish, all right? Then you pud pullers can jump in.
Excuse me. Yeah, I'd rather not be referred to as a pud puller.
Well, right now you're acting like one, and Larry needs to get this said.
I'm trying to get it said. So the chapters are as follows. We've got one in Fresno, one in Bakersfield. We have one in the San Fernando Valley, Los Angeles. We have a Ventura chapter. I'm going to interrupt. I'm sorry. It sounds to me, you said you had one in Purdue. Yeah, we have one in Purdue. We have one in Dago. And what's Dago?
Dago is in San Diego.
All right, see, Phil, where's Jay? What happened to Jay? Jay Sanis has gotten up.
I'm sorry. I had to take a week. I'm sorry. I didn't think you guys. I thought you guys were going to be talking among yourselves.
You should never walk. Boy, if Phil was here, he'd fire you.
Is he going to fire me?
Hey, I got a newsflash for you, okay?
Yeah. You're way off, Mike.
I know, I'm picking up some.
I had a newsflash for you. He can't fire me. I don't work for him. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was about as fruitful as it gets. Yeah, it really, Jay, do yourself a favor and just back way off of that stuff.
Back way off of what?
You're going on, yeah.
So what, man?
Can we get, you were going to say something, General.
Yeah, I was going to say... The conservative Kern County have got chapters in all the same towns that the Hells Angels do.
Say
that again. I said you said you've got chapters of conservatives of Kern County in Purdue, Dago, Richmond. That's correct, yeah.
Well, that's just a nickname for San Bernardino.
First of all, I haven't heard anybody call San Bernardino Purdue in years. That's number one. Number two.
Well, occasionally you hear a guy say, I'm going to Purdue for the weekend.
I never hear anybody say they're going to Purdue for the week. Nobody goes to San Bernardino for anything other than to get gas and drive through San Bernardino. Thank you.
Oh, my God. That's... It's dirty pool. That's kind of way General Shaw...
I don't really give a damn what General Shaw's got to say. What I want to say are the things that I got to say, okay?
Fine, man. What do you got to say?
What I want to say is... I heard what you asked Steve Bozell and Larry Bird. Larry, who's Larry Bird?
Played basketball.
He played basketball.
I know that. We don't have a guy named Larry Bird here.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say to you is that Donald Trump is not having anybody arrested because he doesn't want to, he's trying to cool it out. He doesn't want to have anybody arrested. He wants to, okay, you guys try to manipulate the election. But I'm not going to arrest anybody. We're just, you know.
Oh, I see. So he's going to... Excuse me, General. It's my show.
So, Oh, my God. He's crawling around on the ground again.
I'm looking. I lost my glasses. I lost my glasses. I don't know where they went.
So you're saying that President Trump is not going to fulfill his duties as President of the United States. He's going to let this slide... In the interest of what? In the interest of brotherhood or something?
Yeah, I've got to say, in the interest of being a patriot, he's just saying, okay, you guys try to F with me. It didn't work. You know, I got elected president of the United States and all your dirty, background dealings. But hey, you know what? In the interest of, that sounds like one big horse dung story. That sounds like something Trump would cook up to make it look like he's got a reason why he didn't indict Hillary Clinton. You know, and as well as I do, he didn't indict Hillary Clinton because he doesn't have anything on her. I mean,
it's hard to argue with that, don't you think, Larry?
No, I don't think it's hard to argue. Listen, President Trump, what do you mean he doesn't have anything on her? If he had something on her, he would have had her arrested or at least indicted. He's got plenty on her.
How do we know that? How do we know that? How does Donald Trump convince the American people that he has evidence on her if he won't act on it?
Can I?
Here's Mother.
I think what Larry's trying to say, and I don't defend his position. I agree to that point. I agree more with you, Jay, and with you, General. Larry is trying to find a way so that the big orange gibbon, as he's been called...
Mother, that is so disrespectful.
No, Larry. So the big orange gibbon has a vine to swing on as he swings away from trouble and swings into a more luxuriant and foliated tree where he sets up a hut and puts on his banana suit. You know.
No...
Thank you very much, Gloria. That was very nice.
Well, I don't know.
Well, thank you, Mother. You're laughing at a very sick woman, okay? You know she's mental.
I didn't know she's mental. I mean, I...
Now listen, the thing she said there that made sense to me, and I voted for Trump, the big orange gibbon in his banana suit.
Oh, wow. You're not going to give this man the benefit of anything, are you?
Well, it stands, again, to reason. Why won't he arrest Podesta? Why won't he arrest Hillary? If he has the goods, you know, why won't he?
All right, we're going to go to a phone call. And we have on the line here, Karen. Karen calling in. It's on vacation here in California. Karen, how you doing? You're on with Jay Sanis here. And this is Impeachment Roundtable.
Oh, I love Jay. I absolutely love your program. I wanted to ask you a question. I'm a big Phil Henry fan. My husband, which was
the father of Phil Henry.
Why isn't Phil there?
Oh, why is Phil? Henry's not here because we're doing an impeachment roundtable, and Phil has had kind of a bit of a croup, you know?
Oh, he's had the croup.
Oh, boy.
I'm so sorry about that.
You're going to have to watch the language, okay?
Okay. You have to watch your language, huh? Okay.
Okay, bye, Phil.
This is my brother-in-law, Larry.
Yeah, okay. Is going down for Phil?
No, Mr. Henry's not here. He'll be back tomorrow night.
Come
We just love Phil Henry. He's so funny.
Wow.
What was that?
Wow. Boy, I'll tell you. All right, so anyway, I want to thank everybody who's been here.
What is that it? That's the whole show?
Yeah, it's enough show for me. I mean, I don't know about you. I got to get home. I got a whole lot of spanking I got to get in, you know?
Oh, my God.
Jeez, what do you think about that, Mother?
Oh, my God.
All right. Thank you very much, everybody. We will see how things develop. Phil Henry will be back tonight. And we do want to remind you to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And this coming Saturday, there will be a marathon, a 24-hour marathon.
I didn't want to be one to have to tell people because they might flip their lids, you know, and stuff like that.
God, you know what? Whatever's wrong with you, Santos, I'm grateful I don't have it.
Jay Santos, Impeachment Roundtable. Brought to you by The Phil Henry Show. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
This is General Galen Shaw thanking you for being with us.
It's Jay Santos.
I'm Larry Grover.
I'm Gloria Grover. Grace is here. We gotta get going. No. Karen. Go ahead, Karen.
Oh, this is Karen Dovehill, and I just...
Yeah, and I'm Steve Bozell, and this is Impeachment Roundtable on the Phil, on the Phil.
Up with Jay Santos.
Yeah.
Yes, another Full Spank production.